Come on and lift your hands. Come on and lift your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For we know that you are the Almighty One, Yah. Beside you there is none other. We come in the excellence of your HaMashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. So we pray for your strength upon Israel today. We pray that you bless your manservant, that he may speak with clarity, understanding, wisdom that is from your bosom. So bless each word today. Bless each love, each heart, that they may receive your truth. He that hath ear, let him hear. But the Ruah of Yah speaks unto Israel. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We barak you. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, it is a pleasure to see you this day. May Yah give you a shalom in this Shabbat. Yah barak you. You may be seated. I certainly do esteem him highly, Almighty Yahweh. For the presence of his HaMashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. We're certainly living in a time and a dispensation whereby the heart of man is removed from the simplicity of the Torah, the Mishrah, the government of Yahweh in their minds, the deeds and their actions. And so we have this proliferation of this vile, insidious form of religious practice that has gone forth. And everyone in their own quarters, they worship their gods. But it's not the one that delivered the house of Israel out of the bondage of Mizraim, Egypt. For their gods are deceived. And their worship, it is not pure because it is not governed by the mind of Yahshua. And so it is all predicated upon their natural origins and their physical stature, which has nothing at all to do with Yahweh. This is a generation, and I want to say this with all clarity, it does not know Yada, has no recognition, it has no intimacy, it has no identity with Almighty Yahweh. It is a generation that recognize all forms of gods and every kind of shadim, demon or demology, it identifies that. For the scripture is emphatic as how one will know the Most High. And there is a fruit and a sign that will come forth out of them. It is emphatic and it tells us that this generation, it knows not the Abba. Of course, I know what we all say. And I know what this religious apostate generation says as well. And that's why you have everyone having their own, quote, faith. There is only one measure of faith that has been given. And that is the assurance that Yah gave unto Israel that they would trust and obey him in all things. I want to emphasize that today. I want to show you when one actually knows one, it's more than some verbal expression. There is a fruitfulness in one's life when they truly yada, know, knows, have known, understand the very one that created them. The mind today is twisted. It is a mind that is inhabited by demon powers. It is turned away from the truth, the Torah, of Almighty Yahweh. So you have a people, everyone seeking their own, and they are going after their own gods. I want to establish this from the beginning. When one knows, and in the first identity in scripture where that word yada, to recognize, to be intimate, to have a liaison with one, I want to read that. Because I want to show us something today. It began here in Bereshit, in Genesis, in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. Now this is the purest of definition when one knows or Yada, Yah, Yoshua, or the power of his Ruah. It says in Bereshit, Genesis 4:1, and Adam, he knew Hava, Shava, Eve, he knew her. He knew her, his wife, and she conceived, and she yalad, or she bore him Cain, and said, I have gotten me a man of Yah. He yada shava, and she brought forth fruit. When a man truly knows Yah, there will be a fruit-bearing substance that comes from his life. And this is the intimacy of knowing one. It is not a verbal expression out of one's mouth, but it has a connotation that is greater than that. When this man knew his wife, when there was intimacy, when there was a oneness of their minds, and the Ruah, she brought forth a seed after his liking. Now, my friends, when we bring forth the seed after the liking of Almighty Yah, it will come in the representation and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so this is what we call the fruit of Yah. It is a crop. It is a poisonous crop. It is not from the bosom of the Abba, for the man knew his wife, and there was intimacy with him. He recognized her, he understood her, her issues, and there was a concern and a care for that one that she knew. This generation cares not for the things of Yah. I will show us in Scripture, it has nothing to do with my opinion or your emotionalism. It has to do with what Scripture says. Now, this is the clarity of any definition of what Yada, or the expression of that Hebraic expression, Yada, to know Yah, to recognize Him, to have this mind, to acknowledge Him in all things, to know that this is the work of Yah. To understand that this is Yah speaking to one. And you recognize His voice, His speech unto you. You recognize the speech of HaMashiach. We must know that in this hour. If we are void of that, then we are set for the destruction of the enemy of the body of Yahshua. Our minds are going to be captivated and taken away from us. And we're going to begin to follow pernicious things at ways that never produce the essence of the power of Almighty Yah. That's why we are a generation that's weak. The men are effeminate men. They're mischievous men. They hold the Torah of Yah in unrighteousness. They will not speak forth the word of Yah with all truth. They're partial in their speech. They do not speak it authoritatively, but they speak it with respect of individuals and donors and givers, and those that pay their offerings or their gifts in their whorehouses, their synagogues, in their mosques, and that is what they do. We must understand this is a generation. It knows not Yahweh. It has no concept of whom He is. And there is only one concept of whom He is. And that is by the power of the revelation of the living Torah. You can never understand Him by some kind of religious format. The understanding of Yah will never come that way. That's why there must be, as I pray often, Yah raise up the Nabi, the prophet, that will stand. I will show you why I pray that prayer as well. Hallelujah. So we must Yada. We must know Yah, brothers and sisters. And when one understands that Nakha, that Yada, or knowing of Yah, there will be a great regard for Him. There will be a great respect. You will reverence Him. You would care for the things of Almighty Yah. This is a generation that does not Nakha, doesn't care. It has no fullness of heart to care for the things of Almighty Yah. It cares for nothing but the things that are sensual and corrupt. And those things corrupt the minds of men today, whereby the power or the fullness of His truth is not expressed in a generation. And that is why we are very shallow, we are weak, we have not the strength of Yahshua. For He is the living word of Yah, made flesh. That is the power given unto Israel, that we may know the Abba. That His word, His truth, is a living truth. What Yah says is not something that is dead, But it is a living truth, and it brings forth life that flows from the well that he has imparted into Israel, this living stream of life. And the power of the Torah in our hearts, it brings forth the excellence of our Abba. It brings forth the dynamics of his rule and his kingdom that is in our minds. What is in the mind of this generation is every kind of devious, corrupt thing there is. And no one wants to be confronted with that. We want smooth things prophesied to us that we may continue and galloping in our vile, sadistic ways. They destroy us. I will show you things that will maintain the life of Yahshua in you for us to live. It is the power of Yah in us. And that power of Yah in us, the life or the power life is in Yahshua. And for us to die, we know that there is an excellent gain in doing that. Not only in our physical demise upon the earth, but we destroy the affections of our flesh. And the lust that drives us away from Yahweh. It is our lust and the greed of this world that drives us away from the care, the nakha, knowing Yah in a way that there's a care for him. There's a concern. We don't care about him. We're not concerned about what his word says. You can beguile yourself all you want to, but that is a deceitful lie in the midst of your own damnable corrupt hearts. We don't care for the things of Yah. You don't care for him correcting you. You don't care for Yah reproving you. You don't care for Yah instructing you. You don't care for Yah to discipline you. Show me one child that cares for their parents' instructions. Please show me one. Are we not like little children? That's the way we are. We don't care for what he speaks unto us. Or we present this aura of facetiousness. We're false in our display, but inside we're full of deadness. Come on, that's why you don't understand the beauty of praising Yah, of lifting your hand. David died, we dance, and when Michal saw him, she said, "What a repulsive thing you're doing! That has not been done away with." We enter into the presence of Yah. We enter with Todah. Thanksgivings with our hands raised, with our voice exclaiming the power of this mighty one. He means what he says. He has not altered the book one bit at all. It is just because we don't care. We do not zakah. We do not care. We do not understand or recognize the things of Almighty Yah. We do not recognize the moving of his Ruah. But yet we can recognize the moving of this corrupt thing that inundates our own hearts with every kind of deceitful lie that is predicated in one's own iniquitous, lying, deceitful hearts. The lies come from our own hearts. It's not coming from my neighbor. It's coming from me. The issue is not coming from my neighbor. My issue is not with my brother, my neighbor. The issue is with me. That is where the issue lies. And that is why Yah deals with you. He deals with you to show you you. And he can show you better than he can show you me. So he's dealing with you to show you. There's a generation that knows not Yah. When you yada ya, there is a great intimacy with him. You recognize we enter into your presence. We don't even recognize when Yah enter in. He says where there are two or three gathered in his Hashem, his name, there shall not maybe shall he also be in the midst. Now, I don't know what damn God you came in or what name you came in, but I came in the name of the Most High, Almighty Yah. And if he says that we gather in his name, in the excellence and the beauty of his name, there shall I be also in the midst. Now when the mighty king arise of that magnitude, you tell me is that worthy of the highest esteem of honor? We are a saltish, ignorant people. We can't recognize him because you don't know him. I'm not here to appease your fleshly mannerisms. Your fleshly carnal mind, which is enmity, that despise Yah. I'm not here for that. We must understand whether we know him or not. And my friends, it is vitally important. This is more important than us eating bread today. That we yada, yada. And when he speaks to us, we can zakah. We can care, we can recognize, we understand who is coming from. Not from a mere man, but it comes from the bosom of Yah. We know who his bosom is. It is his Hamashiach. It is Yahshua, the Lamb of Yah. It is his word made flesh. Not by the will of man, not by the coming of the blood of man, but by the will of the Abba. Has he come forth? And so this birth in us did not come by some natural origin, but it came by a spiritual manifestation of the power of Yah in the camp of Israel. Israel must be identified. We have all these splintered groups and they all identify as Israel. They are not. And that is the truth. They are not the elect seed of Israel. For there's a sure sign given unto Israel, the people of Yah. There's a sure sign. So do we truly know him? Do you yada? Is there an intimacy with Yahweh? Of course we have an intimacy with our flesh, don't we? You must understand when Adam knew Hava, Shava, there was intimacy there. Not the way this vile concept that has been taught by this pornography feel lustful mind of man, on there as the horse dance around as the world turns, Ryan's lying hope, snow hope in Ryan. Yet they have been taught the concept of what the Ahava love is, and that is a devious, erroneous lie predicated from hell. What they show the women is what lust, a lust that is uncontrollable is. But the Ahava of Yah and the intimacy of Yah was shown here. He knew his wife. And when we know Yah, when he comes into our love, he will bring forth fruits. Do you understand? He will bring forth fruit. He will bring forth the essence of his true words. And we know that in the word of Yah, in his living Torah, there is nothing but life. We must understand that. We must. Now, I want to proceed because I want to share with us and question our own land whether we truly know him. Scripture says here, I want to begin reading in Bereshit, and I want to do this chronologically so you can follow along with me. I don't usually do that, but I will today. It says in Genesis 42 and verse 8. Genesis, Bereshit 42, 8. It says, even though the tremendous demise of the brothers of Yosef, when they came into his presence, it says, and Yosef, he yada, he naka because he had care. He naka his brothers, but they knew the yada him not. Do you understand? They had done a devious thing unto him. But it was the purpose of Yahweh being served in that most vilest, devious act that they had perpetrated. And when they came into his presence, he nakah, his heart was given over, whereby he had to steal away, and his heart began to weep. He nakah, he knew them more than in a physical sense, but there was something that was greater in his inward parts that resonated from him. It was a love that was beyond this expression of what we call love. He nakah, he knew his brothers, but they did not know him. And when this iniquitous power began to illuminate in our minds, and we know that that iniquitous power, it is a defying, it is a rejection of the Torah. You cannot have the power of the Torah without Yahshua, for he is the living power of Torah. I do not care about your chanting. I do not care about your incense. I do not care about your reading from the Torah. I do not care about your strolls that you pay $40,000-$50,000 for them to be handwritten. That has no power at all. For the essence of the power of the Torah in Israel, Yah says, I'm going to put it in their lap, in their minds, in their inward parts. And you shall know that you are the seed of Israel. When Yahshua came, he brought alive the strength of that Torah revelation. He brought life to it. Whereby when a man sinned, he was not condemned, but he had life. He had the power of resurrection in him. So it's not because of your traditions and the relics of your traditions. It's about what Yah has placed in Israel. You shall know Israel, for they shall bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. And it's not based upon any assistance from any book, from any writer. It's based upon the Torah that he gave unto Moshe. It is not based upon the Talmud. It is not based upon the Baptist book or the Mormon book. It's based upon the book that he gave unto Moshe. That's why Yahshua said, "Think not I've come to destroy that, or the prophet or the words of a man like Moshe. I came to make sure the power and the fulfilling of that is done." And he did that for us. For we may live by the strength, the Mishrah, the government of Yahweh. That's all right by me. Because your government or your mind, the way it governs you, it is repulsive. Think about some of the things you think, you do, your actions. That's repulsive. You can't say what you want to. I don't care how pristine you may think you are. That means nothing. That means nothing. We must be governed by the mind of HaMashiach. So hear this one that his brothers had done him wrong. And yet they did not even see the transformation upon him. When Yah comes in, he transforms Israel. He changed Israel. The old song, I remember as a young one, the things I used to do. I don't do them no more since Yah laid his hands on me. The places I used to go, I don't go anymore. So they saw this man in the brilliancy and the power of Yah, but they did not know him. Nor did they understand whom he was. But he, Zakah, he knew them. He knew who they were. Yes, Yah knows us. No sin is hidden from him. No man can hide from the Most High. I don't care what he does. You can try to hide in your flesh, but you cannot hide. You can try to hide in the identity of your culture, but it has no lasting effects at all. We must hide in the Yahshua. For that's the living word. That's the word of promise. And that's the word of Tikvah. That's my hiding place. I don't want to hide in this flesh. I want to hide in him. I don't want to hide in my own abilities because I have none. I want to hide in the abilities of HaMashiach. Why is that? Because he declared unto death, death, where is your power? Grave, where's your power to hold me? Death, where's your sting to bear upon me? I want to hide in him. Hallelujah. If there are any protector I want it to be him. I want it to be HaMashiach. I want him to protect me. I want to hide in him. I don't want to hide in my repulsive ways. Hallelujah. You know how we sin and we try to hide our own sin. We do corrupt things and we try to hide it. We don't want it to be exposed. We don't want anyone to know that. You know what I'm talking about. You can sit in your hypocrisy, but the word of Yah is powerful and it's sharp and it cuts and it is meant to cut. You try to hide your sins and your wicked ways. I want my sins to go before me. I want him to take handle of that. Hallelujah. And so they knew not Yosef. They knew not the power that was in this man. But yet he Zakah. He knew them. He cared for them. He even honored them, that he made sure that they were taken care of. When we know Yah, we will make sure that he is taken care of. We will make sure that his order, his duty is the most important thing in our lives. We will make sure that. We will honor him with the greatest of reverence. But this is a generation that knows not him. Not at all. I want to show you why. Turn quickly to Shofim, Judges chapter 2. Hallelujah. That's why I'm telling you, my friends, we need men. We need men of great strength. That they are not impeded by children, wife, kinsmen, relatives. If they are not men that walk in superfluity, falsehood, but they are men that bear the sword of Yah with great strength.
I want to show you the reason why. We began to see men like that, then all Israel will know that these are men that Yah has raised up. It says here in Shoftim, Judges 2:7, and the people serve Yahweh all the days of Yehoshua, and all the days of the elders. Do you hear that? The Zakein, all the days of the elders. Men that had wisdom and understanding. Men that knew Yah, that they Yada Yah. That's why when you find a people that do not know Yah, that have no zakah, no concern, no care for Yah, that which comes after them is a generation that is ill repute. It is a corrupt generation. And so all the days of Yehoshua and all the days of the elders, the people, they serve Yah. They acknowledge Him. They were faithful in their offerings, in their sin offerings, in the Mikrah, or the feast days of Yah. They were committed, and they were faithful. Who had seen the great works of Yahweh that He did for Israel. Do you hear that? He did the great works for Israel. Do you understand that? He did not just do the great works for the tribe of Dan. He did it for Israel. He did not do it for the sake of Yehuda or Issachar. He did it for Israel. For the whole house. Hallelujah. So if one belonged to the tribe of Dan, that is only 1/12 of Israel. One say they belong to Yehuda or they're Jew, that's only 1/12 of the tribe of Israel. That is not the whole state of the Hebrew identity of Yah. And that must be dealt with. And I'm not afraid to deal with it. Hallelujah. We have people today, it is almost bizarre. It is such a corrupt generation. They literally can tell you what tribe they came out of. How do they literally know that? You tell me, or the DNA, or the genealogy. Well, in your family you have corruptors and liars and deceivers. I know I belong to the house of Israel, and that's enough for me, because there's something in the inward parts that the natural court of mind cannot subdue. You say they belong to the tribe of Yehuda. They belong to the tribe of Dan, Issachar, Naphtali. They can tell you where their heritage is. And yet you ask them, well, give me some DNA proof. Give me something that's from Dan that shows that you're associated with that. I can give you DNA proof. I'm from the house of Israel. For the blood of Yeshua, it is the cleansing, atonement for my sins. That's my DNA proof. For the man, I act like my Abba, and I walk like my Savior, Yeshua the Lamb. You know, this intellectual generation, no one wants to challenge it. And it's actually an ignorant generation. They're not intellectual, because someone had to teach them. Yah took Shaul and he taught him out of the book that he thought he knew. As the preacher would say, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said to Moshe, come up here, boy, because what I'm going to teach you, the elders cannot understand this. And he taught him. If there's anyone that has any right to any intellectual properties, I would say those men do. As far as you and I, you have no right. We just have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Come eat. And so as long as there were elders of strength and fortitude, as long as there were elders of great understanding of the wisdom of Yah, the people fell in line and they obeyed Yah. They walked in the authoritative power that they knew that Yah had dispensed unto those men that Joseph and Moshe ordained. They were not men that were shallow. Their homes were impeccable. Their wives and their children were under all subjection of gravity under the authority of Yah. You don't have that today. Man cannot rule his own house. He can never rule the house of Yah. He can never. Yah means what he says. Rule. He's going to rule. He's going to have preeminence in our lives. And he means what he says. So if I cannot rule my spiritual house above all in my house, I cannot rule the house of Yah. Hallelujah. So when the great men of Israel, when they began to pass away, I want to show you what happened. Look at the 10th verse, because I want to move expeditiously. I want to finish this part of the message today. It says, when they had passed,
those that had an experience with Yah, those that Yada Yah, and they knew him by experience. And that is the essence of Yada, to know, is by experience. When Adam experienced Eve, did he know her? He knew her brothers and sisters. He knew her. He knew her. He experienced something. It says in verse 10 of the same chapter, and also all that generation were gathered to their Avot, their fathers, and there arose another generation after them. Do you all hear that? That Yada, that Zacha, that Yada not. They did not know Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done. They did not know Yahweh. There was no intimacy with him. And you can see the betrayal of Israel as they go and began to serve every kind of god, a very big tree and everything that was vile unto Yah. And it's the same thing today. They're serving every kind of god. I thought of the day as I was thinking, I said, it is amazing in this God power or these gods trying to secure as many parishioners as they can. I was thinking, you know that even in movements like the Baptist, you will have the Dutch Baptist. You will have the German Baptist. You can't say what you want to do, hypocrisy. You will have the white Baptist. You will have the black Baptist. They got those that are Jewish Baptist or Messianic. They got all kinds. And their gods are totally different. They're not the same gods. And that is the truth. You can reject that, but it's the truth. I tell you what, let a Dutch walk into the German church and see, he will sense that segregation once he walks in. So these gods are not of Yah. He is not a part of the pantheon. And there is a pantheon of God. And that's what Israel began to do, because they knew not him. And when a people know not the Most High, they will go after every kind of strange shadim, demon, there is that speaks to their mind. Now this is what the book says. I am not interpreting this of my own interpretation. It says after the elders and Yahushua will pass away, there rose another generation after them that knew not Yah. They yathered not Yah. Not did they zakah. They did not care for the things of Yah. And from this point you can see the wickedness that was perpetrated. They began to offer their babies unto Moloch, Mokam in the fires. Same thing in this nation. And they take these prongs and peels from Achaia and put it in a woman's mouth. And the little thing comes out, this glob of blood. They abort them unto the powers of hell. You can say what you want to, but these practices are the same as they were then. They have not changed one bit. And so in the third, fourth trimesters, the women are aborting babies. They're offering up these sacrifices unto hell. That's what they are doing. And that's what Israel did. They went after every kind of strange god. They went after gods that even their avat, their fathers, did not know. They served gods under every bay tree, every greenhouse, every whorehouse. That's what they did. And tell me today, my friends, in every kind of whorehouse in America, everywhere you go, there are all kinds of strange gods. There's a whorehouse on this corner, a brothel on this corner, a brothel on this one, and a whorehouse here. And there is no interaction between any of them. And yet they will all say, we have the same spirit. We serve, quote, the same Jesus Christ, unquote. And yet there is no interaction. There is no fellowship. There is no identity. There is no yata or zaka among them at all. You can say it so, but that's a lie from hell. This generation knows not Yah. It doesn't know Yah in its works, its behavior, its caring for him, because it doesn't care. It's a generation that cannot identify what is of Yah. They cannot identify when one speaks by the authority of Yah. The squad, they bring in hirelings and tell them, we pay you $200,000 a year and speak things that I like. And the fool better not speak anything that is offensive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh says, he says, you fool, you knew. He said, if anything, you knew that I was austere. You knew that I was tough. And he is tough. He is not some little passy. He is tough. He means what he says. Hallelujah. You that were raised with parents, when they told you something, they meant it. And they didn't tell you twice. They told you one time. That was it. That was it. And that was swift reproof and rebuke. When you went beyond that law. Hallelujah. We better count the long suffering of Yah as he suffered with this indignant Jezebel people. We fraternize with every kind of spirit. That's why you find a world today, you don't even find wives faithful with their own husbands, or husbands faithful to their wives. You find wives that cannot obey their husbands and submit to unto the mikra of Yah in their own homes. And yet they submit to some pervert out their own jobs in certain environments. That's not Yah. You find men that cowardly, they will treat their wives like hell. Dishonor them and disregard them, not loving them. And some Jezebel half naked, they will honor her with great respect. And will pull the door for her, cheer out. And yet in their own homes, they have no regard for that. That's not even a coward. That's not even a man. Hallelujah. And that's the way we treat Yah, because we do not zakah. We don't care for him. We don't reverence him. When you know someone to the point where it is a concern and a care that is so deep in one's heart that there's nothing beyond what they ask you, you wouldn't do, because you know what they ask you is not beyond your ability to perform. What has Yah asked us to do that we can't perform? He tells us to offer unto him the offering of Todah, lift our hands, and we are so full of damn corruption, you can't even do that. He tells you to sing praises unto him. That's what he tells you. And yet we are so bullish and hard-headed, we can't do that. So if he asked you to bring him $100,000, you would think you'd accomplish something if you'd done that. But he lets you know what I asked for, lift your hands, praise him. Listen to me. He knows that the only way you can do that is he pour the breath of life into you. Cannot do it of your own power, but it must resonate from him. And so what he asks you for is not difficult. He says, let everything listen. He says, the timbrels, the instruments, let everything that hath breath, everything. Shabak. To Fireth, yeah, he means that. You understand, see, if you truly yada zakah for him, you would do that. You know, wives get pregnant, and because the husband, the first child, he'll do anything. Well, I want some ice cream. It's 2 a.m. I know, but I want some pecan spliced with cherries. Baby, where you get that? I don't know, but I want it. He will drive all over town looking for some pecan sliced with cherries and raspberries. Todah. He may not find that. He'll buy some raspberries and cherries. But baby, I got you this. Fix this. Because he knows her. There's a zakah. So it is with Yah. If we truly care for him, what his mitzvah, his commandments, his Torah teach us, we will do with a great compassion. The reason we don't do it is because we don't know him. This is that generation. It's a part of that spirit that has emanated from that generation. Hear me. From that generation has emanated the spirit that did not know Yada Yah. And it is prevalent now. It is evident in this hour that we are living in. Look at this wicked nation. She destroys, she kills, she maims for her own lust and her own greed. And I'm here to tell you, America, you that dwell in this swelting pot of deep iniquity and sin, you're going to pay, my brothers and sisters. We're going to suffer. Sure we are. You better come out of her. Get your mind in the kingdom arena. That's what you better do. Hallelujah. We're going to pay. She is a Jezebel. She corrupts and destroys everyone. No one today, they're only of small, smidget remnant that Yah is going to deliver because of his word unto Abraham. Oh, I know what he says, that his seed shall be greater than the sand of the sea and the stars of the Hashemayim. You know, Yah, he speaks even in things of numerics and metaphors as well. How many men can number? Can any man identify every star?
Can any man, if it was sad in this whole building, even his life and yours and all of ours together could not identify every grain of sand. What Yah said, that even the identity of Israel, it would be so mystifying unto man, that you would not even know who Israel is until I identify my sheep. Did they know Yahshua? No, they did not know him. And yet the scroll was written of him, and the scroll is written about his house, his elect that he has called out.
You will know Yisrael when he's chasing you. He only chasing Yisrael. He whips the hell out of Yisrael. Sure, that's what he does. Because we're hellish. Yisrael is hellish, it's wicked, it's defiant, it's rebellious, it's disobedient. And so he must take the rod of correction. And he swacked that butt right to. That's what he does. If you're a bastard, he corrects you not. He corrects no one but his seed. I don't care what you say. He corrects only his elect. He is not correcting the world. He's correcting his elect. And that's it. Every son that he loves and receives, that one he corrects. He chastens. He scourges. He doesn't receive you. He doesn't correct you. He loves everyone like lies. He doesn't. He hates. He still hates Esau. Yosef, Yaakov had done anything very valuable for Yah, had he? Neither did Esau. But he hated Esau. And he still hates Esau. He still does. And this nation is an Esau nation. It sells any kind of rights to the kingdom authority for its own frivolous lusts. These whole houses, these stores today will be filled with the ignoramuses. For their damnable pagan feast offered unto Samarias. And they will celebrate it. You go to every whorehouse, every honky-tonk, they got lights on. You can go to the black races and the white races. The white prejudice is one, the Jew prejudice is one. And they will all have their lights and all. And yet they say they have the love quote of their Jesus in them. They are damn liars. Your verbiage, it's not appropriate. I tell you what, you watch that whole house of the television and they say all kinds of things on that thing. You work out there in the private sector, they say all kinds of things. I say what's in the book. And he's going to damn all the wicked. He says that. For this cause I shall send them strong delusion that they all might be damned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll destroy them all. This is a seed or zira out of that generation that knew not Yah. And out of that has come a people and a mind that has been mutated. It is a mutated mind. It is a hybrid mind. It's not the mind that Yah put in Adam. No, it is not. You understand, even in that statement when Shavahava said that Yah has blessed me with a man-child. In essence, what she was saying, this is the redemption of our falling away from Yah. But he was not the one. It was Cain. It was Cain. It was Cain. Cain. The first thing came out of her was a murderous, foul, repulsive thing. And most of the time, the first thing comes out of us is repulsive. It's the wickedness of your own issue. Come on here, somebody. That's what comes out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll work this thing, as they would say. Oh, I'm going to work it whether you want me to or not. Well, Pastor Robert, your voice is so loud. I understand that. They're going to play football games today, basketball. And when that quarterback is underneath that center, the whole stadium rocks. It trembles. And these are the Harvard grads. And those that are eating their cheese and their nose up there in their foreheads. Oh, look at him run the ball. I will, my brother. These are the elites that run the world. These are the ones that make your decisions on your life, how you're going to live. And yet these pumpiest dogs out of hell, when the titans or the panther, that beast, their God, began to express their strength, because that's the only way they can rely upon strength out of things that are superficial. They will raise the roof, as they say. Sure they will. I've been to ball games. I've been to basketball games. The decibel is so you can't even hear yourself think.
And yet when it comes to the Most High, that touched you this morning. Oh, He touched me. Hallelujah. Yes, Yah, touch me. And oh, everything that captivated me left my soul. Something happened this morning, and I can tell you, Yahshua whispered into my ear and made me whole. The thing of Yah touched me. It was Yahshua. Oh, Yahshua touched me. And the misery just seemed to fade away. I went to bed last night, trouble and vice. But I know this day, Yahshua touched me, and the life of Yah rose in me. I'm going to sing about that. I'm going to become very indignant like David on that. Hallelujah. So we are a procreated generation that has come out of this lineage that knew not Yah. That's Zakah. We don't care for the things of Yah. Yisrael does not care, nor can it comprehend what Yah speaks unto him. Look at verse 11 of the same chapter. Now, if this is not an indictment upon us, this generation, I will repent. I will sit down. If you say that I'm wrong when I read this, I will sit down now. And the children of Israel did wrong. They did evil in the sight of Yah, and they served Balaam. They served the lords. You know, the Lord of the Church of God in Christ is a different Lord of the Lutherans. And they served Balaam. Beliah. They serve lords. Well, I know the Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord, Lord, the Lord is good, the Lord is nice to me, the Lord did this, the Lord. That's what they serve. They went, they did evil. You tell me this generation is not evil. It is so evil, the mind is so twisted, it doesn't even know what is right. They can't even identify a man or a woman today. They don't know. Of course, the men are more effeminate than the women. They're softer than women today. I was listening to a report, you know, at one time, some years back, women wanted men that were, had their features, you know, soft. I certainly do not want my wife to have my features, you understand. And so now the women today, they say, they're saying today, well, men like that, they're too effeminate. We want men that are robust, like with beards and strong looking, their lines. And don't you know that men are getting plastic surgery to change their jawline and the nose? It is, what a stupidity. I don't need to change nothing. I know what I am. I'm a man. I am a man. That is what I am. Don't need to change my nose. At one time they wanted the noses of the men kind of pointed. Now they want them kind of flat and spread out. That is the truth. They are genetically designing what they want, like they're doing with babies. This nation is evil. Show me one thing that is done right in this nation. From the White House to the outhouse, they're wicked. From Clinton House to the Bush House. From the Bush House to the Reagan House, they're evil men. From the Jesse Jackson House to the Jewish House, they're evil men. It makes no difference. And those things must be rooted out. They must. You think when Yahshua comes, he's going to come with this pious attitude? He is not, brothers and sisters. Our identity is in Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is in Yahshua. And that's where our strength and our boasting is in. Nothing else. Period. For what are we? Yisrael was a misfit. And yet he elected that which was worthless. What are you worth? Come on. How are you worth nothing? Your whole physical disposition is not worth but a few pennies. You don't have enough salt and ores in that old fleshly body to do anything. It gets old. It becomes handicapped and it dies too, doesn't it? Sure does. Honey, I don't care how pretty you think you are and how flat you think your tom-tom is. That means nothing. Period. What is Aviah is the essence of Yahweh in us. His emet. This generation is a hybrid generation of this generation. It knows not Yah. It does evil. And when a generation does evil, when it practices evil, when their works are evil, when they demise and kill and destroy, when they pillage and bring decimation upon people and destroy the livelihood, that's wicked. That's evil. That's an evil surmising of hell. And the reason they do that is because they love money so much. They don't love the people. They love money. They care more about dogs and cats than they do the people of Yah. I don't care about a dog. I care about Yisrael. I care about Yah's creation. I'm not going to do things wrong because I care about what He's done. When I walk out of here and I see the beauty of Hashem in the heavens, I take great delight in that. I'm glad that I can look up and see the stars of Yah. What a day when we get in the presence of HaMashiach that we understand how He did that. He just said one day, I want the heavens to be lit. What is the heavens of Yah? This what you see above you? Can we calculate it in miles? Never. Not with the extreme of numbers we have. But He said, I want some light. And He, as Granny would say, He retched. He did not reach. He retched in His treasure chest. And He pulled us with. A little over there. That's beautiful. The stars, the constellations. Hallelujah. The galaxies. The cosmos. And He looked at that and said, that's all right. It signifies who I am. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. This is a hybrid generation after this generation that do not Yah. For all of the elders are gone, even our elder parents, that tried to teach us disciplines, that tried to teach us chastity and purity. Sure, they're gone. And so what we have today, generations like mine that have come up and before me, like my mother, that it was all right to do whatever your conscience think of your mind. Well, yesterday, I scanned the radio station and I heard this twisted-minded woman. She said, my son is, it was a call, and she says, my son is 17. I want to know, where's a club or something he can't go to for the first of the year? I want him to be around girls, though. I want a little drinking. And so they responded, why not their social events or churches are having events. She said, well, I don't want that. I want him to interact with girls. And you know, they can drink a little bit. 17. That's not even a mammy. That's not even a flus of a Jezebel. This is a generation. And what it is creating, a demented mind that knows not Yah. And so it does evil. Everything it does is evil. They're evil to their parents. They disregard them. They will kick their teeth in. That they have no honor. That is the truth. So we are a hybrid extension of the generation that came after Yehoshua. Hallelujah. They came out of Yehoshua, and we can see in this guiding of Israel, those that had supreme power, they did not know. Look at this. Turn quickly to First Samuel. First Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. I am not off the mark, my friends. You can debate it. Sit down with me in scripture and show me where I'm wrong. It says in Samuel, chapter 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli, the high Kohen of Israel at that time, does it say that? Does it say the sons of Eli were the sons of what? Belial. They were the sons of the Lord. Why? They knew not Yah. You understand that they ministered in the house of Yah? That they were those that the offerings of Yah were brought before Almighty Yah in Israel. And this generation is sons of Belial, is sons of the Lord's. They love their Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, no, He is not that.
I tell you what, when I went to Philly in that neighborhood, they got drug lords. They got the landlord. And they lord the people too. See, that's what a lord does. It suppresses and oppresses a people. And so these were the sons of Belial. And if these are the sons of Belial to minister unto Israel, what spirit could they minister by if they did not know Yah? They had to minister by the spirit of Belial. And that's what we have today. We have sons and men today, and these floozy Jezebel women call themselves ministers of Yah, and they're ministers of Belial. They know not Yah. They do which is evil. They do that which is evil. Everything today is based on hip-hop and hip-hoppy. And everything is based upon some drama today to draw people. No, what Yah teaches us to hear the word of Yah. He has chosen out the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. It's an arcane method. It is not a very honorable method. It is a disregarded mythology, but that's what Yah has chosen. And now man said, we're going to have mime, we're going to have dancing, we're going to have choreographic dancing, and all of that is of hell. That we did not need no one to choreograph his dance. He just danced before here. Hallelujah, 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 Shabbaka way, oh hallelujah. He need no choreograph. When Miriam said to the daughters of Israel, when Yah brought them through, she took the timbrel, is what it said. And she began to play on that timbrel. And they began to shout and they began to dance. And they began to move before Yah, and the men, they began to move their feet. Oh, they moved their feet all right. You understand? They began to dance before Yah. This dead, damnable generation has no fear of Yah. They go to the whorehouses and the nightclubs. In this Christmas season, this pagan season, they're going to dance their souls in the hell. Well, they're going to get filled with their spirits, their liquors, and liquor and wines, and their ecstasy. That's what it is, spirits. Their beer. They're going to guzzle away on that pagan day. They're going to get drunk. And they're going to feel real nice. Hee-haw! Everybody got it in me now. We'll fill with the Ruah of Yah. And the Ruah of Yah brings us into the light. Or the truth of Almighty Yah. We need that, brothers and sisters. I'm not here for some kind of to placate us. Or just to be here. To perspire like this while you all sit comfortable. Will you holler at times? I know I holler. You all that have, you have children? How many do you have? You have to raise your voice? You have? Okay then. So does Yah with his house. He does. That's the only way he can get his attention. He would love to whisper unto us, but he can't talk to this repulsive generation like because it's evil. This generation does evil. You can do evil with no thought of the recompense of that evil, and it doesn't even trouble your conscience. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Over 70% of the wives today, they're unfaithful to their wives. Something is wrong in a mentality like that. Same thing with men. Proven data. Something is twisted when a generation does that with no consequences or concept of what the recompense will be. Something is twisted in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the generation, this mutated generation, it is one that knows not Yah because it does evil. It does evil in the sight of Yah. It lies. It cheats. It's corrupt. It's an evil generation. The sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, they knew not Yah. They were the sons of Belial. They worshipped the lords. Or they would have a persona, an outward exterior appearance, and they will gravitate back to their secret closets, and they will call upon the lords. That's what they would do. And that's what this generation does. It meets this one from the Baptist place, this one from the Pentecostal, this one's from the Charismatic. And they go, oh, how are you doing, sister? Oh, brother. Oh, how are you doing? God bless you. Ha, ha, ha. And then they go back to their little secret places. And they all call upon their Belial, their lords, their gods. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. There's no intimacy in the relationship. There's no knowing of one another. Well, Pastor Roberts, what about you? Well, there are people that hear me preach, but they don't want to be a part of me. You understand that? When I go places, people get upset. They get angry. Did they get angry with Yeshua? Sure they did.
Hallelujah. Did they get angry with Stephen? He said, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised, and huh? You always do resist the Torah. You're just like your pappy. Crazy folks. They ran upon that mighty man of Yah and gnawed him because they knew not Yahshua. I'm going to finish this, all right? Hallelujah. So the sons of Eli, they did not know Yah. They had no understanding of him. Quickly in the third chapter. And Yah says, I'm going to raise up one with my staff of strength and Sudika, my righteousness. It says in 1 Shemuel chapter 3, verse 19. Yah established Shemuel to be a mighty Nabi. And we must pray that prayer, brothers and sisters. Why? I will show you as I read. And when Yah raises up a man, all Israel will recognize him. It says in chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. And Shemuel, he got all, he grew, he matured. And Yah was with him. Do you all hear that? Yahweh was with him. And he did not let none of his words fall to the ground. So what he proclaimed, what he said, it was the essence of truth. Yah says, I'm going to uphold you by the words you speak, Shemuel. No man can gainsay against you and say, you have spoken something that is against my Torah. Verse 20, and Israel, do you all hear this? Does it say Israel in your book? Israel or all? Some of Israel? A partial 33%? It says kul, the whole, and all, Yehuda, Benjamin, Dan, Issachar, Naphtali, and all, kol, Israel, from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew the Yata, that Shemuel was established to be a Nabi, a prophet of Yahweh. They all knew it. Do you all hear me? They all knew it. When a man has the strength of Yah, they all will know. That's why my prayer is this. Raise up the Nabi, Yah. That all Israel, from the coastal plains of Guinea, Papua New Guinea, to the shores of the streets of Palestine, from Israel to the mountaintop of Russia, that they will know that that man has been raised up by Yah. They all knew that Shemuel was raised, the Yada. They knew that he was raised up by Yah to be a Nabi. And it says, and a Yahweh appeared, and Yahweh appeared again in Shiloh. For Yahweh revealed himself to Shemuel in Shiloh by the word of Yahweh. You see who he revealed himself to? You understand, a people that had gone into every kind of corrupt venture it was. And Yah says, in order to maintain the remnant of Israel, he's going to save the remnant, or the zira of the remnant, of the seed of the woman. He's going to have a residue that's going to be saved. Do you all understand that? He had to raise up a mighty man, and he appeared unto him by the words that not only did he spoke, but the words that he spoke unto him, that he may declare all the counsel unto Israel, that they may turn away from the Beliels, the Baals, their lords, their gods, and turn unto him with a clear conscience. They may do that. So he had to raise up a Nabi. Not these land dogs of hell, call themselves chief prophets and chief Shalishim's apostles. They are corrupt men. These Jezebel women swear in their backside, call themselves apostles. They are lying Jezebels. Of course, they better not come to me with that. Shut your mouth, woman. Who do you think you are? Why did you come to me then? Shut up. Sure will. Hallelujah. You get quiet all you want to. It makes no difference. It doesn't impede me one bit at all. It doesn't stop me. Hallelujah. Does it say that all Israel knew? Did it say that all? Every last one of them. And when Yah, you better pray that prayer. Yah, raise the Nabi. That his words fell not. I want that, brothers and sisters. I do. That's my genuine cry unto you. I don't want houses, and I don't want land. We can maintain this little bit we have, and it's not even a drop in a bucket. You understand? I want him to raise up this character of man that all Israel, all over the world will know when he speaks, that he has been spoken unto by the word of Yah. That's what I want. We need that. This is a generation that knows not Yah, because you can tell in our practice, in our practices, in our evil ways. Our ways are evil, they're sadistic, they're wrong. This is a generation that's full of iniquity, hatred, cold, distant. You don't know how to interact when you know a brother or sister, you want to be with them. I love being around my brothers. Hallelujah. I love the intimacy of my brothers. I have a man's thing. You all hear me say that. Were you homosexual? What do you think I am? I'm a man. I got a thing for men. I like men. Y'all got a thing for men. And he is Yah, isn't he? He has a man's thing. So I have a thing for men. I like men. Boys, I tell them to sit down. But men, I like being around men. Because it strengthens me as a man. And because of this iniquity, this cold evilness of the heart, that the love, the Ahava of Yah is a cold thing. And has no expression. The world is cold today. They have no expression of any kind of emotion that comes from the bosom of Yah. You embrace them, you greet them, they're cold, they're distant. I don't want my wife that way with me. And I certainly don't want when I embrace a brother for it to be cold and distant. I want to know that brother. I want to zakah. I want to care. We should care for each other. Hallelujah. I don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? You don't command the devil to take it back and speak lies to your sons and daughters and fill their minds with these raunchy vowel songs. And the televisions pollute their minds. You go in the stores and they're talking like fools. You don't challenge them. And I tell you what, you will not challenge me, not here. You better challenge your own self. Hallelujah. And Yah appeared unto Shemuel, and he began to speak profoundly the word of Yah. Well, there was a transition there, nearly 500 years. And Yah speaks to one by the name of Jeremiah. He said, my people are wicked. They're evil. They're sadistic. They're self-righteous. Well, there's nothing wrong with me, honey. If you say that, you know you are twisted. You are a twisted mess. What's right about you? Well, I do nice to you, hypocrite. You don't do nice to anyone. Well, I'm kind. Your kindness is not even worth dog's piss. Scripture tells us to do tov, right unto all men. But especially they that are of Israel. That's what it says. Preference there. Hallelujah. That's what it says. And so after some transitional time, Yah raises up this mighty now, Yahbi, and the minds were turned, back to the principles and the disciplines of Yah. And still that seed that was sown, it was not desecrated, it was not destroyed. Why? Because he says here in Jeremiah, chapter 2, look at this. This Yah, he expostulate, that fancy word, expostulate. He charged, he was angry with his house. He said, you hypocrites. He says in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8. This is what Yah says. Now, this is not me, this is what the book says. He says, the Kohen, or the priest, is that what it says? The Kohen, the priest, said not. They didn't even question, they did not even ask, where is Yahweh? Are they asking that today? Where is Yah? They're not asking that. Where is Yah? And they that handle the Torah, Yata, me not. They didn't handle the Torah. They don't even know Yah. So they sit in the ivory towers. They have the scrolls that they pay $50,000, $20,000. They don't even know. That's what he says. They that handle, that care for the Torah, knew Yata me not. He says, the pastors of the Raha also Pasha transgress. What is sin? transgression of the Torah, isn't it? He said, even the pastors transgress against me, and the prophets, the Nabi, they prophesy by what? Baal. Yea, the Lord God says he's going to give you a house. The Lord says to me that he's going to grant unto you the things that you want. They prophesy of the spirit of Baal. Sister, I see something. They all do that today. Say what you want to. They got the skinning Copelands and the grinning serpentine Osteen. That's what they got in there. Roly-poly, fat daddy, titty jakes, greedy dogs. Sure, that's what they're. Well, Pastor Roberts, your expression of other men, that seems to be shallow. But I'm calling a dog a dog. I have a Rottweiler out there, and he's a dog. A dog is a dog. Hallelujah. A cat is a cat. And if you are that ignorant, you don't know the hand of Yah and the hand of Baal, you are ignorant as well. He said, they don't know me. They prophesy by Baal. That's why Yah says in the same chapter 3:15, Jeremiah, he said, I'm going to give you Raha after my own heart. And they will feed you knowledge and understanding that you may come to the complete measure of the fullness of whom I am. He said, these men, they prophesy by devious powers of shardims, of demons and devils. That's what they said they can have. They can mesmerize a whole crowd. Listen to any of them. I don't care if it's Jake, so I don't care if this Jezebel wanted to pine them. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's Kenny Copeland. Listen to them. They all. Yea, the Lord God says, he knows your situation. Well, when you're in sin, who's not going through hell? That's what sin is. It drags you through hell. How many parents can say truly today that their children are under the government of the law of their homes? Not many. The Lord says, that son of yours, you have a son, don't you? Guessing now. God says, in 3 days, he wants you when he sleeps at night to go ahead and lay hands on him. And God says, he's going to destroy that gluttonous, rebellious dog into hell. He's going to raise him up to be a preacher. You know, she goes, she brings $2,000 or $3,000. I don't care whether you like it. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. This is a generation that love falsehood. Just speak sweet things and say, everything is going to be all right. Well, I'm telling you, it's not going to be all right. There's a battle that's set ahead for us. And you got to be proven. Hallelujah. And so in order for you to be a soldier, you got to have a warrior that's been in battle to train you. When I was in the army, I am a Vietnam-era veteran. The men that trained me had been in Vietnam. And they knew what fighting was. Dress it right. That's why when they said dress it right and cover down, they meant that. They will knock you out. I said, boy, I'm doing this because this is what's going to save your life. You got to hear what I tell you. You got to hear me. This is what's going to save you. You must hear what the Ruah says. You must hear what the Ruah Yah says. Not your corrupt emotions. You up today and down tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that have handled the Torah, man, now that's profound to me. They knew not me. After 500 years, you tell me those that are in the Levitical, the Levites, they didn't know Yah. Those that minister the spiritual laws unto Israel, and they still don't know him. And they still don't. That's why he must raise up the Raha, pastors, men, after his heart, brothers and sisters. They must speak the heart of the book. They must speak what's the heart of the book. Man is wicked. And Yah is going to destroy him off the face of the earth. And that's a fact. We are wicked. We are wicked. We defy his ordinance, his structure that he gave man for this place to be beautiful. For it to blossom as an oasis. Where there would be plenty for everyone. Everyone would have more than enough. Having food and raiment, they would be very content. But because of the corruption of man,
He raising up his own Baals, his lords and his gods. That's what he has done. And he has turned against the things of Yah. They have raised up in these seminaries men that know not the Torah, that understand not the validity of the Torah of Yah, that are teaching the people today. And the blind is leading the blind, and they're falling into hell. Well, I don't believe it's a hell. I tell you what, keep believing that way. You'll find out. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about that. You believe that way. Hallelujah. Well, I certainly would not want my child to hear that. He hears enough. Hallelujah. When he goes to school, he hears enough. He knows more than you know. I guarantee you that. He can talk about things you will, it would just tantalize your little ears. Oh, my baby, you said that? It's how mom get with it. Where are you? Where are you from? You neandertal. Because you allow these perverts to raise them. He tells you, mom and daddy, raise them. Bring them up in the adoration and the fear of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless all you parents. I do not think I want that challenge in this hour to raise a son or daughter. I love the children. I love the little babies. But in this hour. Hallelujah. We're going to trust in Yah. I am. I'm not trying to lead you astray. I'm trying to lead you to the bosom. Men will not teach this, because it will destroy their financial portfolio. Their wealth will be decimated. They cannot live the luxurious lifestyle they live in, and the people suffer. Never meant it that way. Did Yahshua live among his Shalishim the whole time? Well, sure he did. He ate with him. They slept together. Cold together. In the garden together. Sure he did. Sure he did. That's the way he lived. He watched over them. Not these corrupt men. They live in gated communities. You can't even touch them. You can't even go in their homes. If Yah, the creator of all things, invites me into his kingdom, what is a piece of trash wood? But that's the mindset. So the men today that handled the Torah, and everybody's trying to handle the Torah today, they know not Yah. They do not know the power of Yah. So we can see this spirit down through the generation. It's a generational curse thing. That's why he must raise up true men. He must. When he raise up a true woman of Zion, she will submit to the authority of Yah, and her beauty will speak volumes of her character, and her submissiveness unto the Torah of Yah. Should will. Not her words. Not her trying to instruct the man. It will speak volume. Hallelujah. Great volume.